Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 3rd of December. The United States provides us with September import price inflation data today. This is, of course, quite old news, but it is also something economists will be spending some time poring over. Exporters cannot, as such, pay tariffs. Tariffs are a legal liability of the importer in any economy. However, tariffs may be offset by price discounting on the part of the exporter. Such discounts would show up in the import price data because this is the price before tariffs are paid. So, the question is whether those discounts are evident in US import prices or whether import price inflation is holding steady, which would then shift the cost burden for tariffs further down the supply chain. It's not quite so straightforward as simply looking at the headline price reported. Other forces can create disinflation trends and, indeed, deflation trends. Things like consumer electronics tend to fall in price over time, for instance. The two things to look at are whether import price inflation for specific products is lower than recent trends. That would indicate an additional willingness to disinflate on the part of the exporter. And, somewhat more complicated, whether the trends in goods-specific import prices in one country differ significantly from import price trends for the same products in other countries. If a price is falling globally, as happens sometimes for commodities, for instance, then a similar fall in US prices would signal that the tariff proportion of the price is not, in fact, being offset. There is also the release of US September industrial production data today. This is less obviously a focus for markets, as economic development over the decades has gradually reduced the importance of the manufacturing sector in the United States. However, manufacturing still inspires a great deal of nostalgia, much like agriculture did in the mid to late 19th century in Britain. And that gives political emphasis to numbers like those of today. The US factory building boom of the past few years did start to roll over this year, and the increase in factory capacity that the earlier boom generated is still unlikely to make a great deal of difference to these numbers. Central bankers are crowding the agenda somewhat. Obviously, ECB President Lagarde is speaking, but as Lagarde has spoken almost twice a week for the past month, this is not likely to attract too much attention. ECB Chief Economist Lane also speaks. The Fed is still in its blackout period, of course. Fed Chair Powell said nothing of any economic note in remarks made yesterday, as expected. The Bank of England's Mann will no doubt offer their characteristic hawkishness on policy, although Mann has occasionally thrown out a policy surprise. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.